Good morning. I'm Mary Hartnett. There's another candidate announcement for a seat on the Lamar City Council. Beth Meyer, senior manager of the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor, has said she is running for the at-large seat now held by Clark Goodchild. In a Facebook post, Meyer said, quoting now, "After much thought and personal reflection through community interactions and involvement, I have decided to run for the at-large seat for the Lamar's City Council. The election will take place November 4th. Earlier this week, we reported that Jackie Perez announced through social media she is running for Lamar City Council as well for the Ward 1 seat. The famed White Horse Mounted Patrol will be among several shrine units performing in the Saturday morning Ice Cream Days parade in Lamar's. Rich Porter, the captain and treasurer of the White Horse unit, says being part of the Mounted Patrol is a big commitment.
We practice once or twice a week. We ride. We practice maneuvers and stuff all through the summer, usually from the end of April until into September. And then we're out doing parades and stuff all summer long.
Porter has been riding with the White Horse Mounted Patrol for 33 years.
It means everything to me. My dad was a rider. I grew up with him since I was about 5 years old. They're very special to me, and usually when I'm around the horses and stuff, it's kind of tell my wife it's my happy place. And I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have them.
The patrol was formed in 1920 by a group of Stockyards employees who were also members of the Shrine. Rich Porter says these are special horses.
They're just freaks of nature, but they are white-haired, pink skin. Some have blue eyes, some have brown eyes, but they're very rare. Hard to find. We have Tennessee Walkers. We have Foxtrotters. They are just all different breeds.
The crowd-pleasing equestrian unit is part of the overall mission of the Shrine.
That's our sole purpose, is to support our Shrine hospitals, children's hospitals, and see to it that we can get treatment for any child that we are able to treat at no cost to the family.
Denny Dorr is a Lamar's member of the White Horse Mounted Patrol. The Ice Cream Days Parade begins at 9:30 Saturday morning, featuring close to 90 units. It will run from 8th Street South down Central Avenue through the downtown, ending at 2nd Street North. KLEM will broadcast the parade both on the radio and with a live video stream on the KLEM YouTube channel. Iowa is the nation's top corn-producing state, and Iowa farmers harvested over 2.6 billion bushels of corn last year, the second largest crop ever. Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart says despite tariff challenges, U.S. corn exports for the first 5 months of the year hit a three-year high.
The only big market where corn, U.S. corn really isn't moving is the Chinese market. Almost everywhere else, we've seen fairly sizable gains in sales. And that holds when I look at soybeans as well.
The USDA has predicted a slight drop in soybean sales this year, but not as much as feared due to the lack of sales to China. Reports indicate corn exports remained well above average through early June.
When you talk to farmers, there is, let's call it cautious optimism out there, because they are seeing these additional sales.
Hart says in June, it's typically Brazil and Argentina that dominate global sales of feed grains. Iowa typically accounts for about 8 to 9% of all U.S. agricultural exports. California is the only state that exports more agricultural products. That's a look at KLEM News. I'm Mary Hartnett.